The government says making public transport half price would cost $250 million a year. As part of the budget, the policy's been extended permanently for community service card holders, but only until August for everyone else. The Transport Minister says it's all about balance and it isn't the only way to drive people onto buses and trains. Our political reporter Giles Dexter has more.
Extending half-price public transport fares was one of the budget's worst-kept secrets. The government could have announced it along with the emissions reduction plan on Monday. Instead, it wrapped it into its cost-of-living sweetener yesterday. After all that teasing, it's left the Public Transport Users Association underwhelmed.
We need to make a massive dent into emissions, obviously, as announced the other day. But also, we just need to get people out of their private vehicles.
John Reeves isn't the only one. Local Government New Zealand says it should have been extended at least until the end of the year. CEO Susan Freeman-Green wants some conversations between local and central government on how to fund it further.
That's the challenge of only having it for 2 months, as we've missed the opportunity, theoretically, to have that conversation while we've got people incentivised to use public transport. Not too late, however, would be really keen to have that conversation now, and obviously we would like to see an extension for longer.
Nearly 2 months into the scheme and bus drivers are noticing a difference.
I have it thinking out, certainly very large numbers there with capacity almost not enough.
This morning, the Transport Minister was touring Transit's Rongotai bus depot, bigging up plans to decarbonise the fleet and highlighting the emissions reduction plan's $61 million fund to hire more drivers and pay them better. He says making the half-price fees permanent or even making them free isn't the only thing that would boost patronage.
If you've got relatively cheap fares but you've got no good accessible frequent bus route in your community, the fact that fares are lower isn't going to help you at all. So we've got to balance the investment across affordable fares across good routes.
Standing right next to him, the Climate Change Minister admitted he wanted more. The Green Party has long campaigned on making it free.
Yes, we want to go further than that, and we think that there's room to do that. We'll continue to push for that, but ultimately we're delighted that something that we've campaigned on for so long is now starting to happen.
That's something the public could get on board with.
Free would be ideal, but certainly permanent for people on benefits and things, and half price would be good for everybody else.
I probably would have still taken the bus anyway, but it's definitely helpful, and I think for a lot of people it will be really, really helpful.
I know for sure half fares is going to make a difference for a whole bunch of people, but there are people who probably need to have free fares.
The longer the discount lasts, the more it'll feel like the norm, and once people get used to something, it's pretty hard to take it away. Making half-price fares permanent would cost $250 million a year.
$250 million, I don't consider to be chump change. It would be a significant investment. We do know that affordable fares are important, but we do have to actually focus on what is going to make the difference. And we know that across the system, if we purely focus on one of those areas like affordable fares, it potentially is at the expense of other areas. So we've tried to take a balanced approach here.
Michael Wood isn't ruling out extending it in next year's budget. So public transport users, set your alarms. The countdown to budget 2023 has already begun.